is off, and our rail services, this time the long-awaited CAMCOS link between Biwa and Maroochydore, is playing the role of ball. The federal government has announced $1.6 billion in funding to get the line built before the 2032 Olympics, but Queensland Transport Minister Mark Bailey reckons they're having a laugh.
To say that you're going to build 37 kilometres of rail track for $3.2 billion in this day and age is pretty loopy, to be quite frank.
So that's the Transport Minister Mark Bailey speaking last night on the Drive program. Jeff Addison has been fighting to improve rail services on the Sunshine Coast for many years now, and he knows the ins and outs and what's promised, what's planned, probably better than anyone. Jeff, is Mark Bailey right when he says that building 37 kilometres of rail line for that kind of money is just loopy?
Good morning, Alex. Look, we haven't seen the business case yet, so I guess until that's completed, that would give the final cost. I understand that the figures that were used were based on the same methodology for the Curraghinnie to Beenleigh Gold Coast Rail project. I also understand that Infrastructure Australia didn't have any qualms with the costing, but really that would only be determined by the business case.
The business case, I mean, Mark Bailey referred to that fairly extensively because that's something that's done in the planning process by the Queensland government, and so doesn't that, he's saying that you can't put a figure on it until that business case is done. That's like at least 12 months off. So is coming up with a figure like $3.2 billion to build the entire thing just a bit premature?
I wouldn't say it was premature. I mean, the state government didn't want to build the Gabba for $1 billion without a business case, so it's certainly not setting any precedents. I mean, what the whole point I think that everyone is really missing is that Mr. Bailey said on the 23rd of November last year that this project was absolutely viable. We're committed to the CAMCOS heavy rail concept, he said. But back in 2006-2007 budget papers, this project was actually going to be built. So, you know, if the state government hadn't sat on their hands for the last 17 years, we wouldn't be having this discussion. The budget papers 06-07, they put aside $5 million towards the construction of the CAMCOS rail link between Biwa and the high-growth area of the Sunshine Coast. Planning and acquisition for the CAMCOS rail corridor had been identified in the infrastructure plan for 2005, 6 and 8 and 9, with construction to commence in the following period. And that was from the SEQ infrastructure plan and program 2005-26. Which, ironically, can only be found under a right to information request now.
You're hearing from Sunshine Coast Rail campaigner Jeff Addison. We're talking about the commitment by the federal government to put in funding for CAMCOS and the state government's assertion that basically the figures don't add up. I suppose what you're referring to there is the state. Mark Bailey's talking a lot about trust and how reliable these figures are, but its own track record in delivering rail services and promising rail services on the Sunshine Coast is a bit patchy.
Absolutely. Well, more than patchy. It's a litany of broken promises over the last 20 years. Yeah. But, you know, I would have hoped that given that they've said that it was viable, that they actually put $5 million to start building it back in 2006-2007 in their own budget papers, why do they have to be dragged kicking and screaming to fund any proper rail work to the Sunshine Coast, be it the rail duplication, which isn't going to reach Landsborough? It was promised to be to Landsborough by mid-2012. We know the CAMCOS link was promised to be done by Caloundra by 2015 and Maroochydore by 2020. You know, they had no qualms with accepting the $1.12 billion for the Curraghinnie to Beenleigh work. Now, that Curraghinnie to Beenleigh Gold Coast Rail extension, that's actually quadruplication of tracks. So they're getting actually four tracks there, and here we're still fighting just to get two.
So Mark Bailey has said that the Curraghinnie to Beenleigh comparison doesn't stack up because it's a duplication. I wonder at that, though, because the corridor for CAMCOS already exists. Is it
correct?
Is it a fair statement to say it's very different and you can't compare the costs?
Look, I work in the engineering industry, and what you're doing is you're comparing what they call a greenfield site, which is a brand new, you know, start from scratch construction, with what they call a brownfield site, which is construction within an existing corridor, which has existing infrastructure. generally, construction within brownfield corridors can be complicated by the fact that you've got to avoid other infrastructure, be it underground services or bridges or roads and that kind of thing, whereas you don't have those kinds of expenses in a greenfield site. So I really don't think that is, you know, if that's the excuse for not, I mean, is that the excuse for not building it, or, you know, complaining about the cost of it and, you know, what's involved? But
if you're saying there's not a comparison, the reason there's not a comparison is because building the Curra to Beenleigh would be more expensive than building CAMCOS.
Well, not more. The expense depends on, you know, how much you're building, but the complexity of the construction within a constrained site which has existing infrastructure, yes, can't really be compared to the easier construction within a greenfield site. But, yeah, you can't make a direct comparison unless you're talking about, you know, same lengths of rail length and all that kind of thing and duplicated lines, etc.
You're hearing from Sunshine Coast Rail campaigner Jeff Addison. You referred earlier to, you said Mark Bailey on the 23rd of November had said this was a viable project. You're referring there to this specific funding that the federal government's putting money towards now. So in November last year, this thing that he's saying doesn't work or doesn't stack up, he was saying looked legit.
What he said was just, he described the project, which is referring to the rail service from Biwa to Maroochydore, as absolutely viable.
So the idea of building it itself, not necessarily commenting on the cost of the project or how long it would take.
Yes, correct, yep.
Yeah. The other issue that Mark Bailey's raised this morning when he was talking to Sarah Howells is that a lot of the project funding is sitting in the forward estimates in the federal budget, and that puts a question over whether, like, how real that funding actually is. Does that concern you, particularly given the 8-year timeline that Andrew Wallace was talking about yesterday that the project needed to be done within?
Yeah, well, yes, I understood that they were talking sort of within 5 to 10 year actual construction time. No, it doesn't concern me because the money's in the budget and it's included in the forward estimates. I mean, here we have the government saying, you know, that they haven't got the money, you know, or they don't want to put the money to build it. The federal government put down $1.6 billion and now they're still, you know, arguing about cost or, you know, making excuses not to build it. And that's what this boils down to. You know, their government, Mark Bailey's government, started to build this. They put $5 million towards it back in 06, 07. The project stopped. The plan that mentioned the project, stating that construction would start, disappeared and had to be attained under right to information. I'm just tired of the excuses for any rail work to be done on Sunshine Coast. We had the Treasurer, Cameron Dick, saying that, you know, the government were trying to shore up LNP seats on the Sunshine Coast. Well, Treasurer Cameron Dick needs to realise that the seat of Nicklin is held by State Labor and the seat of Caloundra is held by State Labor. This CAMCOS rail corridor runs right through the middle of that Caloundra electorate. Why won't they do it? For years they complained that, you know, the LNP weren't working hard, they didn't achieve anything for rail for the Sunshine Coast. We have two state Labor MPs on the Sunshine Coast and still they're complaining about the money and making excuses not to build it. I mean, it just doesn't stack up. I find it very hypocritical.
Jeff Addison, at the end of the day, a lot of people on the Sunshine Coast are just saying we want this thing and they've been wanting it for a long time. Do you think we're ever going to get it?
I would hope we would get it, but we've got the current state government making these kinds of excuses. It doesn't look good for us. It hasn't looked good for us for 20 years. And I really don't understand why Anastasia Palaszczuk won't do anything about it, why Mark Bailey won't do anything about it but make excuses. The Sunshine Coast has needed it. There are lots of government reports. I couldn't find at least 20 or so that call for rail duplication, that call for improvements to Sunshine Coast transport. But nothing's happened. This state government has been in power for 27 of the past 32 years. 27 years in power. And look at the Sunshine Coast, what we have. One of the largest growing regions in the entire nation, and we're arguing over, you know, rail links to service our area that every other region of this comparable size has, you know, in Australia. It's just not fair, and I'm just tired of the excuses that the government have for not doing anything and inaction. There is no excuse. The reports are on the, you know, A plethora of reports are all there stating it needs to be done. Why won't they do it, even when they have state Labor MPs on the Sunshine Coast?
Jeff Addison, that's all we have time for, but thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Alex.
Right, cheers. That is Jeff Addison, a Sunshine Coast Rail campaigner, spokesperson for Rail Back on Track.